Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. Live from Bench Warmers in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Here is your host, Jared Stansberry, along with two brothers born from very separate mothers, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom. When I get up with
the Cyclones, welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. We're out here at Bench Warmers in Ankeny. I'm Jared Stansberry. We're going to do the show a little bit different today. We're going to have our Battle Royale battle, I guess, between Adam Gray today and Chris Williams. That'll be coming in our second segment. So I'll bring Adam Gray in here. What's up, dude?
Hey, buddy. How you been?
Pretty good. We're feeling good this week.
We're feeling great after W.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can have a lot more weeks like this.
Do you think we will?
I think we'll have a couple more. I don't know about a lot more, but we'll get a couple more.
Fair enough. So we're going to bring Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. You're going to come in and do our picks during our first segment today.
Yeah, move me up a little early. Good to be here, Jared. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Things are well.
What's going on down at Nebraska Furniture Mart?
Oh, we got plenty of deals going on at Nebraska Furniture Mart, Jared. We got a lot of good things going on. Got good offers going on right now. A couple things to let everybody know about in Fanatic Nation is we got 24 months deferred financing. Come in the store, spend $499 or more, get 24 months deferred interest financing. And if you're looking for a little bit longer, spend a little bit more, spend $999 and get 30 months deferred financing on all appliance electronics. Great deals going on right now for Bosch, Jennair. Then we got a great deal going on in the flooring world right now. One of our very strong vendors, Karastan Carpet. We're offering 50% off manufacturer suggested retail price on all Karastan Carpet, plus take up Holloway furniture move just by 40 square yards. And you're going to get all that stuff. Yeah, Adam, what do you got?
Well, no, Tim, the thing I love the most about going into your store is if I go in there and I'm looking for a Samsung TV,
yeah,
I know I'm going to get the lowest price no matter where I go.
Absolutely.
And you guys have this cool device. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we put it in a couple years ago, and it's an electronic device, hangs from the ceiling. We got electronic price tags in the store, and what that offers you is we actually do a web crawl every day. We shop 40-some websites, all the big guns around. And every morning at about 6:30, it shoots a new price to the price tags right there on all the electronics and appliances and flooring, guarantees the absolute lowest price in town. So you come on and see us, and I have no concerns whatsoever. We're already beating our competitors.
So there's really no reason to go anywhere else.
Absolutely
just stop
not.
In there. Save yourself the time. If you want to go and you'd like to shop and make sure you're getting a good deal, just save the time. Go straight to Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Yeah, Adam, it's a one-stop shop, too. Come on in and see us for appliance electronics. We're also something we're really talking about this year on Cyclone Fanatic is we got cabinets in-house now. So we're kind of your one-stop shop if you got a kitchen remodel coming in. We got the cabinets, we got the countertops, we got the floor, we got the backsplash, we got everything you need. There, no job too big, too small. Come in and see us. We'll get you taken care of.
For sure.
Lots of good stuff, too. So, keep everybody in loop, too, about the free giveaway. Free giveaway. I almost said that to everybody. The giveaway for the picks that we're doing this year, we got the giveaway box up at the front of the store, so you can come on in, filling out your name, put it in there, and
join
you can also do the picks as well.
Yeah, CycloneFanatic.com.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's good stuff. So
definitely. So you have your picks. We've got all our picks here today.
Yeah.
Adam, how bad did you do last week?
Not as bad as Tim.
I went 3-5.
I went 4-4. Nothing to brag about.
Okay.
How about you?
I didn't even. I don't know.
That's usually not a good sign.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
When someone doesn't want to tell their score, they usually
I didn't even look, actually.
Yeah.
No, it hasn't been a good start to the year for me. Just a quick update on the standings here for people that like to keep track. Brent Bloom is in the lead with a 17-13 record this year.
Yeah.
Tim, you're right at 500, 15-15.
Hey, I'll take 500.
Just hanging around and getting ready for just a takeoff from here. And Williams, I got to look way down there in the list. He's 14-16.
Oh, way ahead of him.
Yeah, big one
way
game lead
ahead
on him.
Of him. Yeah.
I don't even know what I am.
You notice I didn't put mine in there either.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant at this point in time. But, yeah, I'm excited to do some picks.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Excited to beat you, Tim.
All right.
I don't know the game, so you guys are going to have to read them off. Okay, so Stanford at Washington. It's Washington -3.
Start off on that.
Me first here? Yeah. Absolutely. Looking at this game, it's a close game. Stanford's ranked 10th, or excuse me, 7th. Washington's 10th. I really like Washington's quarterback here. Throwing 14 touchdowns, only two picks. They got a nice throwing game. They're actually averaging 60 more yards rushing than Stanford is passing. Obviously a big, heavy pass or run-heavy offense there in Stanford. So going on the road here at Washington night game, I'll take Washington all day long.
Yeah, you know, Stanford's a good team, and they almost lost and should have lost to UCLA last week. I look at them as a team that they're physical, they do a lot of little things well, but they're not a team that's going to blow a lot of teams out, so a lot of teams are going to hang in there. And at the end, I think Washington being a home game, probably the biggest game at Washington in years. I can't remember the last time they've had a game that's probably got the fan base this excited. I think Washington wins this game by 6.
Yeah.
Do you guys want me to make a pick?
Yeah, I want you to make a pick.
Okay, I haven't made picks a single time on this show yet this year. Okay.
Yeah.
I like Stanford. I'm going to take Stanford, I guess.
Connor McCaffrey.
I think Connor McCaffrey has a big game. I'm not buying into Washington. I think there was a lot of hype for them coming into the season. I don't buy it.
You know, they're a top 10 team, and I couldn't name one player on their
team.
Like one guy. I mean, that I think a lot of that is because they're in the Pac-12, and we don't watch a lot. A lot of the games are on late.
I'm in bed by then usually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm old now.
Yeah.
If I'm up past 9 o'clock, it's unbelievable.
That's right.
So
I'd believe that Washington could be that good if it was 2 years from now. But I don't know. They were pretty bad a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm taking Stanford. Texas at Oklahoma State, -2.5 Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I love this one. I'll take Oklahoma State all day. Texas, you know, everyone got excited about their big win over Notre Dame at home and a kind of an emotional playback game from what happened last year to them. Since then, we've seen Notre Dame's not very good. They can't play any defense. Oklahoma State just lost a tough game to Baylor. They're back home now in a game that they got to win. I think Oklahoma State wins this game by 2 touchdowns.
You know, I think it's Chris on the radio for the last couple of days has been talking about everything goes back to Notre Dame sucks.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's been saying a lot of. And, you know, a couple interesting facts. Texas is 1-6 against the spread in their last 7. They're actually 1-6 in their last 7 road games, too. Give me Texas here. Rested, ready to go, prepared, a week off. They buck the trends and they win here at Oklahoma State.
That's a one-game lead for me right there, Jared.
Yeah.
I think Oklahoma State's going to be mad after they lost to Baylor last week. I think they win by 2 touchdowns. I don't like Texas very much.
Perfect.
I don't either.
Perfect.
West Virginia -3.5 at home against Kansas State. Adam, was it you or Chris that said that Kansas State could win the conference today on the podcast?
That was me.
That was you.
That was me.
That's right. Yeah.
And I stand by that statement. They have a great defense. They played really good. They look at that Stanford game, first game of the year on the road, and they lost. But they actually – they showed that they could play with those big-time teams. They just got made some stupid penalties that you typically don't see for a Bill Snyder team. They're going to continue to get better, clean things up. It starts this week. They'll go on the road. They'll win straight up in Morgantown. And then I looked at their schedule again. I don't think they're going to win the Big 12, but I think this is a team that only loses 2 games in the Big 12.
That is ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
Yeah, because Bill Snyder never does good things in the Big 12. He always just is terrible, isn't he?
Yeah, you know.
Keep counting him out. Keep doing it. I'll take your guys' money all day.
Having you back on the radio, Gray, means I need to say I hate to agree with you.
Thank you.
You know, you were gone last week, so I didn't have to. But I was looking through stats today, kind of looking at this game, and I told Gray this before we started, but Kansas State is actually number one in total defensive yards allowed in the nation right now, and they're only allowing 11 points a game, top 20 in points allowed. You know, to me, West Virginia, I haven't seen much. Kansas State on the road play tough against Stanford. I'll take Kansas State here at West Virginia.
I've got West Virginia by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Big earn taking 2 touchdowns.
Feel good about that one.
I do.
This next game.
This is an interesting line. So a battle of top 10 teams. Michigan at home -10.5 against Wisconsin.
Yeah. I'll start here. I'll be honest. I don't get the 10.5 line.
No.
I don't get it. I mean, you just. And again, you know, going back to the beginning of the season, LSU isn't what we probably thought they were, so that game doesn't look that impressive by Wisconsin. But going up and beating Michigan State did on the road last week, I know Michigan's good, don't get me wrong. Their defenses are very comparable. Michigan's got quite a bit better offense right now. You know, 10.5, with the defenses there, I just don't see that happen. I'll take Wisconsin with that spread all day.
Who has Michigan played that would make us think that they're that good?
Colorado's a good team. They beat Colorado.
I know that.
In the fourth quarter, they beat Colorado.
Right. Yeah. Colorado played right with them most of the game. It's not like they blew them out.
They let Wisconsin stick around for 3 quarters.
Didn't,
it won't be 10 and
Wisconsin
half.
Just barely beat some just awful team by 3 points 2 weeks ago?
Well, it was an FCS. It was Georgia State
almost
beat North Dakota State.
I'm just saying, if we're going to play the what-if game, I mean, it's a week-to-week. I think this line, I agree, does not make any sense. 10.5.
Yeah.
I would have thought it would have been 6.5. But usually when you look at a line and say, man, that doesn't make any sense, the older I get, the more I'm saying, you know what? I'm going to go with what they're saying here. I think Michigan wins this game by 14. I think they're very similar teams. They both are physical on defense. I just think Michigan's got better players, and I think they got a better coach.
But a 10.5 points better?
I'll take 14. I'll take them.
I was going to take Michigan by 3, but Adam swung me. I'll take them by 7. Wisconsin's still going to cover.
All right.
This is another game that I think is going to be pretty interesting. TCU at home. It's Oklahoma's a road favorite, -3.5 at TCU.
Yeah.
This game's still pretty interesting to me, though. Two teams that everybody thought were going to be the class of the Big 12, and then Oklahoma comes in at 1-2 and unranked. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Oklahoma's defense, if you watch them, they're slow sideline to sideline.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
I never thought I would say while watching an Oklahoma team. And I think TCU kind of got something figured out in the second half of that last game. I can't believe I'm going to say this. TCU's going to win this game outright. Oklahoma's going to have 3 losses already to start the year.
That just pains me to agree with you twice in one show. Oklahoma's had a difficult time stopping high-powered offenses. I mean, it's like you said, their defense is running all over the field. You got TCU averaging 570-plus yards a game. I just think it overpowers them at the end, and, a game down at TCU, I'll take TCU all day out right here.
I'm going to take Oklahoma. I don't think that it's tough to go in and play at TCU.
Okay.
It's not a very hard place to play. I think that Baker Mayfield goes in and puts up some good yards, and they're able to come out with a win.
Do you think it's a little bit more difficult to play there against Oklahoma than it would be Iowa State, meaning fan support is terrible when they play Iowa State? They got to have fans show up when they play Oklahoma, right? I mean, you would think so.
It should be.
I would think so, but I guess I mean, I don't know that. I don't think a TCU is a big home field advantage, either way.
Plus, it's not a 4-0 Oklahoma. So it's not as impressive a game.
But they lost to Houston, who's a top 5 team, and Ohio State, who's a top 5 team.
And they got shellacked by both. They didn't lose.
Still,
they got shellacked.
But still, TCU's not a top 5 team.
No, I know, but it's at TCU. And Gary Patterson's a good enough defensive coach to kind of slow it down. And I think TCU's offense is just good enough to make.
Especially getting 3.5.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. I feel good about it, too.
I like Oklahoma.
I'm glad you do, buddy.
Louisville -1 at Clemson. This is, another good one. Going into Death Valley. This is going to be a fun one. Tim, you want to start this one?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I looked at this game, and Clemson's only test so far was at Auburn, in my opinion. The other games weren't that tough, and, they squeaked that out by 6 points. Louisville is absolutely crushing everybody they play. I was happy to win that pick last week. I think actually Bloom went with me on Louisville. Chris was all in on the FSU, but, Lamar Jackson is just a special player. Looking it up today, obviously leading the team in passing, but easily leading the team in rushing too. I mean, unless Lamar breaks his leg, I'll take Louisville here by 2 touchdowns easily.
Wow.
Lamar Jackson is 4th nationally in touchdowns by himself. Like, for all teams. Yeah.
He's unbelievable. I mean, he is.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last quarterback that I watched that stood out this much. Michael Vick had that, but this kid throws the ball a little bit better, I think, than Vick did at that stage of his career.
I actually think he's more dangerous with his legs, too.
He's unbelievable.
I think he is. And Louisville's defense is an 0-2. Very good defense as well.
And Petrino is an unbelievable coach.
Yeah.
He really is.
I think they're back.
Bloom wrote on here. He sent me over his picks. He wrote, "Sorry, Mr. Jackson. Clemson's a bit more real." I think it was a little Outcast.
I don't know about that.
Look at him dropping some music knowledge. I'm surprised you knew that was Outcast.
Actually, it's one of the few songs I know, yeah.
He probably put it on there, didn't he?
Just goes to show you how cheesy Bloom is right there. But I actually agree with him, though. I mean, I think I love Louisville. I love Lamar Jackson. But you give me Clemson at home at night and as an underdog. Yeah, I'll take that. Thank you very much.
I can't believe it's not more than 1. It's near a pick 'em. I wonder what it's at today.
You think Louisville should be favored by more?
Absolutely.
At Clemson?
Absolutely.
The team that played the national championship last year.
Yep.
It's got Deshaun Watson, the quarterback.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
And I'll be happy to beat this point over you. So,
I think Louisville wins on a touchdown in the last minute. I mean, this is going to be like an instant classic. Lamar Jackson just solidifies himself as a...
Do you think it's a shootout? Do you think this is a high-scoring shootout game? Because Louisville's scoring 60 points a game. I don't.
You don't?
No, I think Clemson...
I don't think Clemson puts up more than 30 in this game.
I think that could be enough to win it.
No. We'll see.
Kep?
Oregon, road favorites at Washington, -1. I don't know about Oregon. I don't know about you guys, but I don't think they're very good.
No, they lost to Nebraska. They can't be very good.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Washington State played terrible the first 2 weeks.
Terrible.
I don't know. Flip a coin. Oregon. Give me Oregon.
Yeah, I was pretty close to you on this one. I'm strictly going night game at home in Pullman. If they were ever excited about having a chance to beat Oregon, this has to be it. Give them that energy alone. I'll take Washington State here.
Sure.
I don't know.
Brutal game.
Yeah.
Brutal. Yes.
I'll pick these games. Was it Williams?
Do we know if Royce Freeman's playing? Do you have you guys heard anything about that?
I have not. No.
All right, I'll take Washington State because they're at home.
I don't get Pac-12 updates, typically.
Well, I mean, he's a good player. I thought someone might have seen some on Twitter or something.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
And then Baylor, the game of the week for us, I guess, 16.5-point favorites coming into Jack Trice Stadium against Iowa State.
Gosh, I wish I could take Iowa State here. The way I look at this game, I don't think Baylor is going to be this quick-scoring offense against Iowa State that we've seen in the past where they're throwing 25, 30-yard passes. I think they're going to methodically just run all over Iowa State, though. As good as Iowa State's defense was for parts of that game, San Jose State was able to run on them with a lot of success. And then you bring in Baylor, one of the top rushing teams in all the country. I think this could be a long night for Iowa State's defense, really wearing them down. I think Iowa State loses by 24.
Wow, 24. You know, my feeling was is that if you know, before last week, there was a big question, I think, everybody's mind between Lanning and Parks. And I think they kind of figured out what a system would look like with both of them playing last week.
Yeah.
And I think I heard it earlier this week. I'm not sure who said it on the radio, but I hate to give Williams credit if it wasn't him. But, you know, if that was one quarterback playing, that was a great showing.
Yeah.
And you put that into a game, and I realize it's Baylor. Completely understand that. But you send him down to TCU a week before, and they cover it 23.5. And it was 20, but, you know, you come home now to an excited crowd who sees a little energy. If they can keep that offensive system going, I don't know they have the horses to win the game, but I think they got the horses to stay within 16.5 points. I'll take Iowa State with 16.5.
I like it, buddy.
Yeah.
I think I picked earlier this week, I said Iowa State will lose by, like, 21. I think, like, 42-21, something like that. I think Iowa State's able to move the ball, but I don't know that they can hang with them the whole game.
And I don't think this Baylor team – last year when I watched Baylor play before Seth Russell got hurt, that was a great team. And then they had a lot of injuries. This Baylor team is not quite as good as that. They're not that level.
They're just not as deep.
No, they don't have Corey Coleman.
Until I see Iowa State's linebackers play good enough to help stop the run, right now when teams are running, they're getting past the first level, the linebackers aren't making plays, safeties and cornerbacks are having to make a lot of the tackles. Until something changes there, I will never feel good about Iowa State going up against a team that can run the ball as good as Baylor. Iowa.
Yeah.
You and I.
Yeah.
Jim Grobe is 0-2 in his career against Iowa State, though.
that's a Brent Bloom stat right there,
that
buddy.
Is, yeah, that is.
Tim, you want to tell us one more time what's going on down at Nebraska Furniture Mart?
Yeah, just a lot of great deals, a lot of great deferred interest financing deals. Again, 24 months on $499 and more on anything in the store. $999 on appliance electronics, 30-month deferred financing. Great deals on Bosch, Gen Air. Karistan deal coming in right now, 50% off MSRP plus free take-up, haul-away, furniture move, 40-square-yard minimum purchase. And then come and see us about the cabinets. We're really excited about what we're doing there. It's the whole home solution if you're going to remodel your kitchen. Come get the flooring. Come get the cabinets, the countertop, the backsplash. We got everything. And, you know, if anything else, come in and see us and enter to win the 65-inch 4K smart UHD TV that we're giving away as a part of the Pick'ems, or just the free entry there in the store. So,
and where can everybody find you at?
We are at 2075 Northwest 94th Street in Clive.
Definitely. Yeah. Thanks, Tim Mullen.
Hey, Jared, Adam, appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care, guys.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatics Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hi, this is Adam Gray with Cyclone Fanatic. When it's time to purchase or refinance your home, call Gershman Mortgage. My family and I recently used Gershman Mortgage when purchasing a new house, and I couldn't be happier with their service. Gershman's knowledge, experience, unmatched service, and low rates will make a positive difference for you, as it has for over three generations. Call 515-964-5952 or visit GershmanIA.com. Gershman Mortgage, 1200 Southwest Street, Suite 2C, Ankeny, Iowa. They're an equal housing lender, NMLS number 138063.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Hey guys, Chris Williams here. When I'm out and about covering the Cyclones, I often get asked about the sweet gear that we have at Cyclone Fanatic. People want to buy it. And let me tell you where we get that gear. Wheeze Tees. Yeah. Anytime I'm looking to get any of our Cyclone Fanatic gear embroidered, a new hat, anything like that. We give them a call. They hook us up. Shirts, jackets, koozies, signs, Wheeze Tees can do it all. Cyclone Fanatic has been using Wheeze Tees for years now. There's nobody else I would trust with our brand, so why wouldn't you? Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or stop by at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Jared Stansberry, joined now by Chris Williams. What's up, man?
Hello. How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you, Adam Gray?
The traffic was horrible.
What's going on downtown?
I don't know. Well, I know Hillary was in town at one point today, but like I think she was long gone. I don't know why it was so bad.
But you got here.
I got here.
And I'm glad, too, because I've already beaten Bloom in this game, and I'm excited now to beat you.
Chris, I have to tell you something that transpired earlier today.
What? Did Gray try and sabotage today's Battle Royale?
Yes, this did take place.
So
that
what?
Doesn't surprise me at all.
He offered me a bribe to take you down 5-0.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
I feel like this. We need to, after this game, we need to institute like a 10-week ban on Adam Gray from
the
Cyclone Fanatic Battle
that's
Royale.
That's the least surprising thing you could have said to me today.
You just cost yourself $20.
Compromise the integrity of the game.
Jeez. You're like a Big 12 official.
They're still around, aren't they? They're still making money on it. There's no penalty for doing it.
It's going to be here, Benchwarmers. I love Benchwarmers. This is like a home away from home for me.
You excited to watch Houston, Connecticut tonight?
Yeah, I like Houston at 27.5, and I like Texas Tech at 27.5. A couple blowouts tonight.
God, great Thursday night matchups.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I do.
That's what people are going to say when Iowa State's on Thursday night in a couple weeks.
I do picks for collegefootballnews.com, like their expert pick 'em, like we have at Cyclone Fanatic. And Pete Fushak, who's a brilliant college football guy. I mean, he's been around for decades, and he's a legend in our industry, Jared. Get to know that. Seriously, like he was one of the pioneers of college football websites. And he emailed me on Sunday all jacked up about the Thursday night games. He's like, man, we got great games. We got to get our picks in. The Thursday night games are awesome. And I was like all excited, right? And then I looked at the games, and I'm like, what? And then I finally figured out he was being sarcastic. Because it took me forever, because a lot gets lost in translation over email.
Yeah.
And he was just being wildly sarcastic. But, no, I'm excited.
And then did you feel like an idiot?
I get the Big 12, and I get Tom Herman. It's a good night for me. I would rather this than a lot of the Thursdays. Like, this is better than, like, just a random, you know, American game. At least we get Herman.
Are you still high on this Kansas team?
No.
No.
Although, I did think it was a smart play to take the 1.5 over.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm making a joke because you what, about 4 years
that
ago.
That was in the Weiss era. I kept thinking they were going to turn it around.
You kept being like, you know what, I'm really high in this
Well,
Kansas
the thing
still.
About they had a decent defense.
Yeah, they just couldn't score.
Yeah, and they couldn't score. But they, like, that team would always be in games at home because good teams would go there, and there's, like, 40 people in the stands. And their defense was good enough to, like, they're in games in the fourth quarter, and then they would always – like, they would always run out of gas with 10 minutes to go.
You kept thinking the Charlie Weiss team will figure it out on offense.
Yeah, because we didn't know he was a fraud at that point.
Is he still getting paid by
Kansas?
How did
we not know that he was a fraud at that point?
Well, I mean, like, you didn't know he was as bad as he is.
He definitely is getting paid by Kansas, I think.
And Notre Dame. He's getting paid double right now.
Oh, yeah, he's making, like, it's upwards of, like, $40 million what he's still owed. Still.
We need his agent.
Yeah, tell me about it.
All right, you guys ready to get this going?
Let's roll.
I have not looked at the questions.
I'm not surprised. Adam, what did you think of this week's questions?
I thought a couple of them were good. I thought one was kind of terrible.
Which one was terrible?
We'll get to it.
I'm sure that they were terrible. I wrote them really late.
I'm ready to go.
Let's go.
Why do you not prep for the show more, Jared?
Well, I took my roommate to the emergency room today.
Jared, you're the most typical 21, 22-year-old dude I've ever met.
Why?
Like, the stuff that happens in your life. Like, last week you locked your keys in your car. You're always chasing your dog around. Like, it's great. I love it.
My favorite one is
I love it.
When he had to call me from someone else's phone because he was walking back from the car dealership. It was like 5 miles in the morning. That was maybe my favorite.
Because he didn't have his phone charged.
He didn't have his phone charged.
Yeah.
He's probably out late drinking the night before.
Walking in his flip-flops.
No, that was the night after I blew a tire coming back from Clear Lake.
Jeez. All right, let's get to the Battle Royale.
FaceTime me. That's what it was. You were FaceTiming me.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
All right. Iowa State's defense intercepted 4 passes last week against San Jose State after picking off just 5 in all of 2015. Do you think Iowa State will tie or eclipse that mark on Saturday against Baylor? Adam, you can start.
Yeah, you know what? I went back and looked at how Iowa State did against Seth Russell last year. I was actually kind of surprised. He had his worst game, and granted, that was the game he got injured.
Yeah, he got hurt.
But before that, he was completing only 43% of his passes.
That was the game that we stripped Mangino of play calling.
Well, you're down 28-0, I think, and then came back and made it a respectable game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, because Todd Sturdy got the reins.
Is that when he was I won't say anything.
That was pre-Mangino meltdown. Did you see Mangino's tweets about the debate the other night?
He's still in Ames.
Yeah. No, he doesn't live in Ames. He lives in Florida.
His location said Ames, Iowa on his Twitter. How does that work?
Okay, I'm going to keep this as classy as possible. Just take a quick look at Mark Mangino. He's not exactly not lazy. Okay, like, do you think that... it doesn't surprise me that Mangino hasn't changed his Twitter profile by now.
Is that a profile thing? I thought it was wherever you tweeted.
No, you definitely have to change it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
His location. It was his profile.
I see.
Yeah, okay, go ahead with your answer.
Okay.
I'm sorry I interrupted.
But long story short, they did pick him off once. I think they'll pick him off one more time. I think they'll tie. I don't think they get two. I know San Jose State 4 picks was nice, but I'll be happy with just one.
Chris, it's 1.5?
No.
What's the actual question here?
Do they tie or eclipse their mark from last season? They had 5 picks last year. They got 4 last week.
So
can they get one? Can they get one to tie or can they get
more?
No, on Saturday.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, they'll get an interception on Saturday.
Just one?
Yeah, just one. I actually agree with you.
It was a great take, though. You can tell he's prepared.
No, I'll give you the take here. I agree with you. And the reason I like them to get at least one is I'm a big fan of Justin Thomas. We've seen some we've seen some reporting, that Pro Football Focus college tweet. Did you see that?
Yeah.
About how he's pressuring the quarterback more than any other defensive lineman in the Big 12 conference right now. But this is a massive step up in competition. The quarterback who was playing for San Jose State was terrible. I think he's got a cannon, and the kid clearly – The biggest problem that kid is he's young and dumb right now. I think that kid could be a decent quarterback in a couple weeks, but Seth Russell's really good. And I, you know what, I'll say no. I'll say no interceptions just to differentiate, because I think Baylor, I don't even know who they're playing. I think Baylor takes some notes on that power look that San Jose State had a lot of success with in the second drive of the game. And I think that they're going to establish the run early, and I don't think the game is on Seth Russell. So, no interceptions for Iowa State.
Williams gets the point. I actually agree with him.
Because he talked for 10 straight minutes? Is that why he gets a point?
Great. No, I agree with what he said.
Good analysis.
I don't think they'll get one either.
Yep.
All right.
Well, Gray's off to a great start arguing with the moderator.
Told me the question sucked. Two weeks in a row, the questions are bad. He tried to sabotage the game. Yeah. We might as well have just called it off at that point.
It would have been epic if I would have wanted a 5-0 sweep and then slipped him a $20 bill live on the air.
That would have been funny.
That's what I wanted to do. And instead, Jared ruins the whole joke.
That would have been funny.
Props to you, Gray.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Question two.
Iowa State's last two games are the first time since October 2014 that the Cyclones went back-to-back games without throwing an interception. Can they make it 3 in a row this weekend for the first time since 2010?
Yeah, absolutely. No interceptions. The quarterbacks are confident right now. I do think that Mike Warren will be able to run the football. Iowa State's offensive line still isn't good, but it's getting better. And I really think we're going to see a lot of the short passing game. I think both of those guys are good enough where I think the quarterback situation has evolved, too. I think you're going to see that on Saturday where they're going to have Joel Lanning throwing those more high-percentage passes. No, Joel Lanning. Jacob Park. Lanning's more of the runner of the two. He does have the cannon. However, I think that they keep to the short intermediate passing game. They take their shots when possible. And those two guys have been really good about not forcing the issue. Park, on the other hand, it was just three passes he could have picked off against San Jose State. That it's the same play every time. That quick little out, that's very coachable. He could learn that in tape, and I think you see some improvement. So, no interceptions for the Cyclones on Saturday.
Adam?
You know, Chris is 100% right. The quarterbacks have taken a step. The question always is, well, they took a step against San Jose State. Now can they do it against a team? We traditionally see Baylor kind of bumping up on the line, being a little bit more aggressive with Iowa State's wide receivers. I think they throw a pick. Not because I think the quarterback's going to necessarily struggle, but they're going to have to throw the ball a lot because they're probably going to get down in this game. They're going to need to start trying to take some chances to try to, get back in the game. And during that, you typically see a mistake from a quarterback. So I will say Iowa State will throw an interception.
Well, Jared, before you make your point.
Wow.
Adam gets the point.
Thank you. I'll drink to that.
Oklahoma score and TCU score off on Saturday in a battle of the top two teams in the Big 12 from the preseason. Not many would have expected Oklahoma to be unranked entering the game, but do you guys see this as a possible right-the-ship game for the Sooners? Adam.
I mean, what do you, when you ask right-the-ship?
Get themselves back into that conversation they were in before of being one of the better teams in the country, even if they did lose those first two games. I'm not saying like top 10 team, obviously, but like back in the top 25 and like what Oklahoma would see as the norm, being unranked and being 1-2 is not the norm in Oklahoma.
So no one nationally is going to take Oklahoma serious the rest of the year. They're just not. You can't go 1-2 in non-conference, losing to Houston, losing. I know Ohio State's really, really good, but they got shellacked at home. So no one's going to take them serious.
Can I jump in there real quick? They shouldn't. Let's just envision a scenario here. Well, first of all, it's important to note that no two-loss teams ever made the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. So Oklahoma's not making the playoff.
In the 2-year history?
Yes, but it's still notable. I mean, it's still something that you reference. That if they would win the big, if they would go 9-0 in the Big 12, and let's say it's a really crazy year, I think they could still like climb back into the conversation. Into the conversation. If you would run the table in your weak conference.
Just I don't even need to keep talking to you. You can just take a point away from him and give it to me right now for that take, can't you?
No, they would be back into the top 10 if they run the table.
Top 10, but I don't think anyone could take them serious because the Big 12 overalls look so bad. If the Big 12 has looked really good and Oklahoma then went on to run the table and go 9-0, I think national perspective could say, man, they got off to a bad start, but they made a couple changes, and here they go. But right now, no one thinks the Big 12 is any good.
It's not any good.
So now, even if they go 9-0, people say, well, yeah, they went 9-0 in the Big 12.
I don't think they're going to be back in the – they would never get back in the top four, like in that conversation to be in the top four.
They could be
a top 10, top 15 team.
They could get in the top 10.
Yeah, they could be a top 10.
That was my point. Like
perception is not going to be good.
The reason I say that is less to do with Oklahoma and more. I think that we're going to have a crazy year. I think it starts. I think we're gonna have a weird year in college football. We're prediction here. Put it on the board right now. A two-loss team will get into the college football playoff this year. I think that this is a year where I think
Michigan or Ohio State. Which one?
I would lean Ohio State.
Yeah.
I think Ohio State's better. Urban Meyer's better than Harbaugh. And I love Harbaugh, but that's how much respect I have for Urban Meyer. I don't know, but I think a two-loss team will be – and that's the reason I preface that, because if they would get it to 10-2, again, they're not going to have the resume because the Big 12 is so weak to be in the playoff conversation, nor should they. But, like, they'll be in the top 10. If they would rattle off 9 in a row in the Big 12, they'll be in the top 10.
See, and that's why I kind of ask, could this be a right-the-ship game? Like, get them going in that direction where at the end of the season they're kind of still in that range that people would have expected Oklahoma to be in.
Yes, because I don't think TCU's that good.
I don't think anybody would have been – if we would have really realistically told people 4 weeks ago Oklahoma lost to Houston and Ohio State, I don't think that many people would have been that surprised.
No, but here's my I don't think this is a right the ship game for them, because even if they run the table and they go 10-2, nobody respects the Big 12 this year. So I don't think anyone's going to give them any national respect as far as being in the Final Four. So I don't think it's possible for them to have a right the ship game the rest of the year. I think they can have like a save the season where, you know, 10-2, you get a Big 12 championship. That's great. You go to a great bowl game. Sure, right the ship in that regard. But from a national championship Power Four, I think they're done. I don't think they have any chance at all.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to. Okay. I'll just give Chris the point.
I think it's a good take there by you.
I agree with you, Gray, but I'm gonna give it to Williams.
No, I mean you great, like great told me you were it. Like going one way and then you went back another way and then it was like, but no,
you're
I'm
like
gonna go back this way again.
Flip-flopping.
Yeah,
it's gonna be irrelevant because TCU is gonna win that game.
Really? I think Oklahoma will win that game because I think people who listen to me know how much I love Gary Patterson. That I keep waiting for TCU to like show me something, and I just don't think they've got the juice this year. I don't know what it is. That defense has been a massive disappointment, and all it took was me to watch them play Iowa State.
They only gave up 3 points last week.
Against who?
I don't remember.
Exactly. So, like, unless something changes, and hey, listen, because of Gary Patterson, it very well could. Yeah. He's a grade A game planner. But
who's a better coach, Gary Patterson or Bob Stoops?
Ooh. Like just pound for pound?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear pound for pound, don't you?
Patterson,
yeah,
probably.
It's got to be.
Yeah, I think it's Patterson.
Because you got to take into effect
he was a mid-major forever.
I agree.
That's why is he not getting any love for this LSU gig?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I mean, geez, he's a perfect candidate.
That's a good question.
He would be a perfect SEC football coach.
Okay, question number 4.
Well, we're onto something here, Gray.
Yeah.
I just got to keep us moving here.
Coach's right.
Coach's defense, but also is not stuck in his way offensively.
Yeah, we got to talk to Doc Greenwald coming up here.
Yeah. Baylor enters Saturday's game 8th nationally in total offense, averaging 549 yards per game. I'm setting the over-under at 450.
This is the terrible question.
Why?
It's over. 450? Yeah, come on.
It's the over. I'd take the over.
Jeez.
I'd take the over.
I don't think so.
You don't think? Okay, here's why I'll take the over. Because I'm not – like, I've yet to see Iowa State against a good team not go 3-and-out a bunch. And that's the key against Baylor. It's really not even it's maintaining possession of the football. Because when you let them have the ball and when you let them get to their pace, that's when they start to rack up yards, which in return turn to points. The year that Clones lost 71-7 – I mean, I would love to know how many 3-and-outs Iowa State – because Baylor scores in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as much this year because of Briles, like he being gone. However, it's still that brand of ball, and they still want to play that quick tempo. And until I see Iowa State against a good defense prove to me that they're not going to go 3-and-out, I mean, they can rack up 450. We've seen that Baylor put up 600-plus against Iowa State. So until they got to prove it to me before I believe that they'll hold them to under. If they hold them to under 450, Adam, I think Iowa State will have a chance to win.
I would agree. So I looked. TCU and Iowa, both teams averaged 450 yards against Iowa State this year. Neither of those offenses are nearly as dangerous as Baylor. And I think, and I talked about this before, I think Baylor, his ability to run the ball and spread you out both, I think they can run all over Iowa State, wear them down, and then at the end of that football game, I don't think Iowa State's going to have enough in the tank to even compete. I wish I could say it, but I think they get 550.
I would I wasn't in on the first segment, but I would take Baylor to cover the 16.5.
But we would never bet against the Clones ever.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, no, for my pick this week, I will have Baylor. I'll probably put them right on the number at 17.
Yep.
Adam can have the point. I'm so mad that you just trashed my question, though.
It's a terrible question.
All right, deciding question number 5, tied 2-2. Trevor Ryan is currently second nationally with 26 yards per punt return. Do you guys think that Trevor Ryan will break one punt return for a touchdown this season?
Jared, let me reverse it and ask you a question. Do bears crap in the woods?
They do.
And so does Trevor Ryan.
Trevor Ryan craps
no,
in the
woods. No, he returns punts for touchdowns.
Okay, okay.
So that's my answer.
That's a yes. Yeah.
That's my analysis.
How good is Trevor Ryan, by the way?
Fantastic.
I love him. You know, they
got to keep using him and Jones.
And they do. You know, I saw your tweet that they need to get, but I think they're doing a pretty good job lately getting him the ball in different ways. He gets open. I mean, it's not like one of those where, hey, you got to try to find a reverse from. He also gets open in the passing game.
And he's, frankly, Joel's missed him a couple times this year, too.
Yeah.
Ryan's numbers should be better than they are.
I agree. Yeah, he missed him on a touchdown against you and I.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I could think of three or four where Trevor Ryan should have more catches.
Yep, I agree. It's really hard to have a punt return for a touchdown. He had one last year against you and I, but that was when you and I's punter was hitting, like, line drives right at us, and Trevor Ryan had about 20 yards of running room before any you and I defender was there. I'm going to say he's capable of it. I think he keeps a lot longer turns, but I'm going to say no, just because it's difficult. I'm trying to think back in my lifetime how many punt returns Iowa State has. It's got to be under eight.
He almost had one on Saturday.
At the end of the half.
Yeah.
Yeah. He should have got out of bounds 2 seconds to go so they could throw it.
He's going to house one. Call my shot right now. Texas Tech. He'll house one that game.
Isn't that the answer? Whenever anything offensively or special teams is good to happen, Texas Tech.
Yep, Texas Tech's the answer.
Are we going to run for 300 yards? Yeah, Texas Tech.
Yep. Warren's going to have 250 in that game.
All right, Chris gets the point.
Yes.
And the win. Adam, you can't win this week after the antics
trying to
that
cheat.
You've gone through today.
We'll deal with this.
I knew you were a bit of a slime ball, but come on.
Yeah, I'll do anything to win. Just win, baby. Just win.
We're going to talk to the doc up at the McFarland Clinic when we come back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Admit it. You judge a sports bar on three key criteria: TVs, food, and wings. Consider this our entry into the category for best wings. Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill here. Our wings are flame broiled to sear in that juicy flavor, generously lathered in our signature homemade sauces. Barbecue?
Sure.
Buffalo?
Of course.
But how about garlic jalapeno, sweet bourbon, or Caribbean jerk to go along with 11 other originals you'll only find at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill.
You've just been hungerstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters. Hey guys, Chris Williams here. When I'm out and about covering the Cyclones, I often get asked about the sweet gear that we have at Cyclone Fanatic. People want to buy it. And let me tell you where we get that gear. Wheeze Tees. Yeah. Anytime I'm looking to get any of our Cyclone Fanatic gear embroidered, a new hat, anything like that, we give them a call. They hook us up. Shirts, jackets, koozies, signs. Wheeze Tees can do it all. Cyclone Fanatic has been using Wheeze Tees for years now. There's nobody else I would trust with our brand, so why wouldn't you? Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or stop by at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart. in Clive. Jared Sansbury, Chris Williams out here at Bench Warmers in Ankeny. It's time to talk to the doc. Dr. Greenwald,
yeah,
up at the McFarland Clinic in Ames.
Before we do that, I just heard Coach Finley. A week from today is the women's basketball media day.
Yeah.
Up there at Iowa State. So hopefully get Coach Finley on the program. I'm sure he probably will. He's a regular on our program. But we'll hopefully talk to Coach Finley next week.
That'll be good.
I look forward to it. Adam, you want to talk on the program?
I was just saying, how's the squad looking this year?
I'm very excited to watch Jada and Shauna in their senior seasons.
Jada's a junior.
Jada gets the extra year.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Chris just got really excited.
They're nice kids, and I love that program. And they really have recruited well, and let's see how Bridget Carlton looks.
I think they're
in year two.
They're primed for a bounce back year.
They're in the tournament next year, and
yeah.
I'm excited to watch. And what I'm more excited about is taking Cammie to games.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's a perfect environment.
And she actually understands it now a little bit, where she doesn't understand what basketball is, but she gets who Cy is. And, mm-hmm. She understands all that stuff.
You taught her how to say Cyclone, right?
And she goes, "Go Cyclones!" Like, she's really good at it.
It's really your only job as a parent.
Yeah. And so I've recently taught her, when somebody says Hawkeyes, to go, "Bleh." Yeah, I'm winning as a father. Let's bring on Dr. Greenwald from up there at the McFarland Clinic. My good buddy, Dr. Greenwald. And I know he would approve of me teaching my daughter to act like she's vomiting when somebody says the word Hawkeyes. Welcome to the program tonight, Doc.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's great to talk to you guys.
Well, it's good to be here. I was putting together your blog this week that goes up on CycloneFanatic.com, and I couldn't help but think of my friend here who's sitting next to me, Adam Gray, who tore his Achilles a couple years ago. And that's what the focus of your blog was this week, Doc, was the that Achilles. So, Adam, when you ripped open your Achilles tendon, what did it feel like?
It did not feel good. It was not one of the – I knew right away, because my brother actually had tore both his Achilles, and I was there for one of them. So as soon as I went down and I knew no one hit me, I knew what I did. But I will say it's probably my least favorite injury I've ever had.
So, Doc, you wrote in your blog, this interested me, that – Achilles injuries are more common in weekend warriors than, like, just an actual athlete. So my question, why? Is it because we're not used to cutting? Is it what makes that effect?
I actually think it's an aging phenomenon. So you guys are starting to get up to that age, where you're in the, late 20s, 30s, 40s, and you guys aren't, but your listeners are. And so truly, though, the Achilles tendon starts to wear out, like all our tendons. And so then when you stress it with a sudden acceleration maneuver, you can just rupture the whole tendon. It's a classic history where someone thinks someone kicked them or hit them. Perhaps if they're playing racquetball, someone hit them in the back of the calf. But no, they never get struck, and it just ruptures.
Put it in layman's terms. If I were tomorrow, I'm working out, okay? And, I'm good buddies with you and Dr. Wormy and Dr. Buck, and I ripped my Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
What would you do to me? Like, I'd have to have surgery, but, like, you just, like, tie it back together? Like, how does that work?
Well, we'd have to have a long talk about your activity level on that if you're actually athletic enough to think about a repair. But once we establish that, then we
probably
could,
not.
We could go forward, okay? So basically, yeah, so what happens is there's a gap, okay? So the muscle is stronger than the tendon. The tendon ruptures, and so then it's kind of like a rubber band. So the muscle will pull part of the tendon up towards your knee, and then there's a gap. And so then you heal up. If you went non-surgical, you'd heal up with this gap, and so you'd have this long tendon. And so it's a pulley, and so you lose your power, okay? So down the road, you can't dunk anymore, okay?
Well, I've got to have my power, man. I got to have my hops.
That's exactly my point. So anyway, when we do the surgery, you're going to realign things and basically suture them together so that it heals up in an anatomic fashion. But Adam will probably tell you it still takes a heck of a long time to get back if you just lose all your strength and then recovery is just long.
Yeah, Doc, I was actually kind of hoping. I was never able to dunk before I tore my Achilles. I was kind of hoping for like a rookie of the year. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden I recovered.
Got that arm.
And the next thing I know, it was like Michael Jordan throwing down 360 dunks. That didn't take place. Have you ever had that happen to any of your patients?
No, but I would certainly be first in line if that were the case to get that surgery done. That would be nice. But we do have a couple of things that we're doing now more with the biology. So we can do what's called PRP. We've written about that. That's platelet-rich plasma. So you're going to put in some healing cells around the tendon, and we think that might speed up the healing process. We can also throw in a cadaver graft if there's not a lot of tissue there, so more of a chronic case, and it's a older patient, and you're throwing in the tissue along with their native Achilles tendon, and you're trying to make things stronger that way.
Hey, these are the guys who work on the Cyclones, so you should go see them too at the McFarland Clinic up in Ames. Doc, we'll see you on Saturday, all right, buddy? Hopefully you have a very easy day and you don't have to do much on Saturday.
No, we don't want any injuries, but we want a lot of touchdowns, try to keep up with the Baylor Bears and get a victory.
You got a pick? You're picking the Cyclones, right?
Probably by about 3, maybe 43-40.
Nice. I'd sign up for that, buddy.
Okay, let's go.
All right, let's do it. Take care, Doc.
All right, thanks.
Dr. Greenwald up there at the McFarland Clinic. He gave me some tips. I had a little, shoulder was a little sore. Cleared it right up.
You good now?
Good now. I'm ready to go. I'm ready for basketball.
If any of you guys are thinking about going out and playing basketball, I just say don't do it. It's not worth rushing kids.
I play basketball multiple times a week.
The best thing about when Gray tore his Achilles is it was right around when Kobe did it.
It was a week after. It was the same thing. Had the ball top of the
Adam's feet. Walking around telling people, like, yeah, me and Kobe.
Only the elite athletes, buddy.
I can't wait till this season where you don't have to worry about Kobe's stupid tour. Going around the country.
Now it'll just be Paul Pierce.
You got to give a tour to the greatest of all time. It makes sense.
Speaking of the greatest of all time, Glenn Waterhouse has that claim as Iowa State linebacking course. So will you give Glenn Waterhouse your microphone, please? We need to talk football with an actual football mind. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, pull that little mic down closer to your mouth.
There you go.
We'll talk a little Iowa State football here on 1460 KXNO. We're hanging out at Benchwarmers up in Ankeny. Come on in. Have yourself formerly a Paul Rhodes Pizza. I don't know why they don't still call it the Paul Rhodes Pizza. I think it should still be the Paul Rhodes Pizza, but
we're going Philly cheese tonight.
Yeah, dude, the Philly cheese pizza here. Did you have that last week?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Did you, Jared?
No, but we're getting the buffalo chicken too.
Jared doesn't eat vegetables.
I eat vegetables. Just not those kinds of vegetables.
You don't eat onions or peppers?
No, I don't eat onions, I don't eat peppers.
What vegetables do you eat?
I like corn.
That's not a vegetable. It's just starch.
It's a vegetable.
It's a carb. It's not a vegetable. You eat like a real green vegetable.
Broccoli's
broccoli?
Okay. Yeah, broccoli's okay.
Okay. Meanwhile, Glenn Waterhouse from State Farm Insurance is here. I get my life insurance through Glenn Waterhouse. Glenn hooked me up with one of those whole life the deals were. So, like, everything I pay, it's a little more expensive, but it's like another savings account.
Yeah,
I'm big on this because I like the stock market, too. I like to dive in and do a lot of crazy stuff in the stock market, but I like a little security as well.
Yeah, Chris, we hooked you up with something that's safe. You're going to get all your money back, and hopefully nothing ever happens to you. But
unless
I
die.
That's a great deal. That's right. We took care of your family. And you know what? It is still September is National Life Awareness Month.
Really?
So
what's that mean?
That just means as agents, we want to make sure we're taking care of our customers. And, you know, bad things happen to good people, and we want to be able to step in if something does and take care of your family.
Yeah, I feel like life insurance is one of those deals where you, but at least that's how it was for me. I kind of just had some because I was told that I needed to.
Right.
And then all of a sudden I had a baby, and it was kind of a game changer.
Right.
Because, you know, I could die on my way home. I want to make sure she's got her college paid for.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, man,
we're
that's
good.
Enough of that. I've mentioned my impending death here a couple times in the last couple minutes.
We could have taken care of Jared last week when he locked his keys in. You know, a little emergency road service on the car insurance. But you're going to have to work on him. You have to get a good neighbor State Farm agent, buddy.
Yeah.
You know Glenn Waterhouse?
Yeah, I know Glenn Waterhouse. Yeah.
Former Cyclone?
Time to grow up, baby, come on into the shop.
Time to get some hair on your chin there.
That's right.
I had some. I shaved it off.
Hey, let's talk some football.
Let's do it. Glenn, you love defense. I love the pressure that Iowa State was able to put on that quarterback last year. Now, the line sucked. San Jose State's line sucked.
Right.
However, we've seen this developing the last couple of weeks now. They got some pressure on the quarterback. They did it with Kenny Hill as well. Dropped a couple of interception opportunities down at TCU, but the guys really capitalized on that on Saturday. Now, I have a theory that those guys, they're going to really benefit from the confidence of actually picking off some. I mean, how many interceptions?
When's the last
seen
time Iowa State's had four interceptions, Pierce?
2008.
South Dakota State, 2008.
Yeah. So, like, when you've coached guys, right?
Yeah.
Is that real, or is that a cliche that, like, turnovers are kind of contagious in the guys?
Oh, yeah, man. It just gets people excited. You know, turnovers, game changers, really. Change the momentum. I mean, so you think about what's going on here. Iowa State, they're kind of on that roller coaster. Things are going good. You know, wins cure all. We got some confidence. And you look what's going on with Baylor. They got Iowa State on their schedule, which they marked off as a win. They got Kansas as a win coming up, and then they're on bye week. So I think we got prime picking for these guys coming up. There's no way they're excited for this game at Baylor.
Especially the 11 o'clock kick.
Yeah.
I think that's in Iowa State's favor, too. And I don't know.
Here's the other thing, Chris. I interrupt you. But
no, it's okay. Go for it.
Iowa State has got to hold the time of possession. We've only been ahead on time of possession against TCU. Otherwise, we've been on the field. Our defense has been on the field probably around 7 to 10 minutes more per game. So I feel like we got to slow down each play.
What do you think of the two quarterback deal? If you're the offensive coordinator, how would you handle this situation?
Well, I think you got to keep playing them until you figure out who's going to be your number one guy. I kind of like it. Maybe they have to prepare for two things.
I like it too.
So it's working. So until it breaks again, you know, let's keep doing it.
I'd like to see it evolve. I like playing both guys. I think they can do it in a way where it's. And I think they can work the true freshman Deshante Jones into the situation too, because he played quarterback in high school.
Yep.
And he hit a really good high school quarterback. I don't know. Like, I'd love to see just a gimmick set with, like, Lanning lined up as a twin back with Mike Warren, and where are they going to snap it? I don't know. Like, dude, just crazy.
Why not, right?
Like, I mean, because they're not going to a bowl game. Like, you may as well live a little. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, I'd like to see something fun like that.
We'll see. The line's looking better, though.
It is. You know, what is this, 3 weeks in a row maybe we got everybody?
Yeah. We actually, third week in a row, and I'm looking up on the TV, and I see the guy who got the tattoo from us here at 1460 KXNO, the Cubs tattoo. Yeah, that all started with our radio show. He went, did you see that? Have you seen that yet, Glenn?
I have not.
Yeah, it's up on the Comcast. This Cubs fan went down to a tattoo parlor. We hooked him up with a free tattoo to – but he had to get it before the playoffs that the Cubs would win the World Series. Poor guy. But anyways, I don't know. I don't think the offensive line's ever going to be good this year, but I think they can be average. I think they can be okay.
I think we score some points.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean,
but I think
Baylor's lost some juice, man. I don't care what anybody tells me.
Hey, our defensive line's going to have to play good run, against the run. Our linebackers they're struggling. They're not great. So
you're an old linebacker. What would you do, or is it just the personnel?
I don't think that we got our best linebackers. We were spoiled for a few years back. So, you know, I just think you got to keep mixing in the blitzing, keep them, you know, be aggressive, and I have confidence in our D-backs. So,
yeah, and one of the things I really like, though, is if Thomas and those guys continue to develop and get better, I mean, hopefully you don't have to bring a ton of pressure. And, you know, in the Big 12, you can sit some of those guys back, and then when you do bring pressure, it's really special, and it's impactful.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I like the exterior of the line. I'd like to see a little bit of help for Tucker up the middle, but
right,
you know, maybe they'll play a little. 3-4
I'm liking.
Too.
I'm feeling. Hey, you know what? I think we just heard "Sweet Caroline" here in this thing. If the kids are singing it going into the fourth quarter, it's going to be a good game.
I hope you're right, Glenn.
And even though I hate that song,
I hate that song too. I used to really love it. I think all the losing is worn on me. I've kind of become like the jaded Iowa State guy, and I need to get my hat.
Start believing.
I need to. I think Campbell will get it done. I don't think it's going to be this year. But they've improved game to game.
Yes.
It's hard to say that after that Iowa game, but they've gotten better. And what really more can you ask for? As long as
I'm liking the direction.
Expectations in check. Glenn, thanks, man.
Hey, real quick, Chris. First off, hey, thanks, Fanatics, man, who've been calling me and coming in Iowa State talking football. But, Chris, I want to publicly thank you for what you're doing with Ava out in Bondurant, man.
Oh,
You've been awesome. And you people need to respect what you're doing for that.
Thank you. What's awesome is we just have a big mouthpiece, and we throw it out there, and our listeners and our website, we have amazing people who get onto the website.
You need to be commended about that, man.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for stopping by, as always, man.
Go Cyclones.
Jared, thank you. Jared will have pregame. We'll both have pregame. We'll both be there. 8 o'clock on Saturday morning here on KXNO.